You, a Virginia student newspaper, stand up to racist family at Thanksgiving. By Tom Sicata on November 23, 2020. An opinion column published in the University of Virginia student newspaper calls on fellow students to stand up to their racist family members at Thanksgiving dinner this year. One undergraduate student at the university argued that the column's author has a white savior complex. According to a report by Campus Reform, an opinion column last week published by the University of Virginia student newspaper claims that progressive Americans should stand up to their racist family members during Thanksgiving dinner. The columnist says that white progressives can take action by debunking misinformation and combating hateful rhetoric about at the dinner table on Thanksgiving. While the results of the election spurred celebration across the country, white progressives must not be complacent. Yes, a proto-fascist leader has been defeated. But the hateful rhetoric, conspiratorial thinking and virulent racism, xenophobia and sexism he espoused during his tenure remain deeply entrenched in American political discourse. Thus, not only is the fight for the rights of marginalized communities ongoing, but our new president, while better in a myriad of ways, must also be held accountable and face demands to execute a progressive agenda. While there are many ways white progressives can help in this mission, a necessary component of this involves debunking misinformation and combating hateful rhetoric within their own families. The column ends with a request that progressives make it clear that hateful beliefs are not welcome at Thanksgiving dinner. Hateful beliefs may continue, but at the very least you can make it clear that they are not welcome to at least one person at the dinner table, the student continued. University of Virginia undergraduate Devin Upadhyay pushed back against the column this week, arguing that the author's approach to discourse belittles minorities. Today's progressives have developed a savior complex that has become so sensitive, diluting the severity of real instances of xenophobia, sexism, and racism, Upadhyay said. As this piece pins this task on white people, it seems that people of color need to be saved by our white friends. Breitbart News reported earlier this month that the University of Virginia offered specialized counseling services to students that were anxious about the presidential election. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.